Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. In December, the One Bermuda Alliance has won the right and the privilege to serve the people of Bermuda. In that spirit of service, we listened to the requirements as they were being articulated by people in the highways and byways. And one of the first areas that we were able to determine was that the economic condition of Bermuda was beginning to take its toll on some of our most vulnerable population, our indigent and our seniors. It was highlighted to us that some of the challenges that people were facing in accessing affordable or any kind of health care was becoming an insurmountable challenge for them. And as a result, we had made the determination that one of the first orders of business was to reopen the medical clinic at the hospital. That is something that has reverberated throughout the community as something that has been very positive, that has been put forward by this government. And it is our intent that you will see the fruition of that promise in very short order. The popularity of that decision has reverberated from the very top to the doctors and caregivers, right the way through to the users of that facility. And it gives me great pleasure to announce that our government has made the determination that people will not have to fail to have access to good quality health care because they don't have the money to pay for it. We will, however, indicate that this will not be held in a situation of isolation. There will be some requirements. We will ensure that people who will have to access the medical clinic and its services will be combined with a wellness program so that we can highlight and focus on the issue of prevention of illness as opposed to us having to deal with the expense of having to care for chronic illness at the back end. That's our primary concern, and you would have seen that as a part of our commitment in the throne speech. Another area with which we were challenged and we were told that there was an unfairness was in the provision of future care. People in the highways and byways were unable to understand how the similar benefits were being offered to the senior population, but they had to pay different rates of premium. We looked at how can we fairly address this issue, and you will see legislation that will come forward that will ensure that everybody who accesses the future care will have the same premium rate for the same levels of service. We believe that that is crucial, it is critical, and it is in keeping with our commitment to be fair in all of our dealings with the people of Bermuda. I don't believe that any one of us has or doesn't have knowledge of someone who has to reside in a rest home for reasons of either lack of family care, the best option that's available for a senior, and as seniors age and are incapable of taking care of themselves in their own homes, I believe that the nursing home environment is a viable and a valuable service that is being provided to the people of Bermuda. Under that guise, we will ensure that the standards that are upheld in all of the rest homes and the nursing homes are ones that are equated to internationally accepted standards, and you will ensure, you will see legislation coming to the House of Assembly that will upgrade and update the nursing home standards regulations to ensure that our seniors are being treated in an environment of dignity and care that is second to none, as we have only come to expect from our beloved Bermuda. We also have looked at the challenges with some of our, not just the seniors, but also our physically challenged young people. And one of the things that has been deficient over time is that there has not been a registry so that we can track and follow the needs of our physically challenged and special needs people, so that we know how to better employ the resources that we have. So if we know with whom we are dealing, we will know how we can accommodate their needs and their wishes, whether it be in the school system, through paraprofessionals, whether it be in home care, whether it be in institutional care. It is important that that segment of our community has not been left hanging out to dry. And finally, as a highlight in our Throne Speech initiative, you will notice that we've brought in the idea of prescription drugs. What happens at the moment is our healthcare costs have risen exponentially. And one of the ways in order to curtail that rapid growth and the unsustainable growth in the cost of healthcare is to look at the situation with respect to generic drugs. And we know that prescriptions can be written for generic drugs and that the generics have equal worth as named brands. So we will bring forward legislation that will allow medical practitioners, doctors, to be able to write prescriptions, and that generic drugs will be specifically used to fill those prescriptions unless the physician decides that a named brand is more appropriate. I think it's important for the people of Bermuda to understand that generic drugs have an equal value in the treatment of their chronic and their illnesses, and I don't want for anybody to think for a second that generic drugs is less effective or that they are less effective than named brand drugs. But I do believe that everybody can appreciate and understand that while we grapple with the importance of curtailing costs of healthcare, that this is a dynamic manner in which we can start down that path. Thank you.